And what has today's results told you already?
Well, at this stage, it's very, very early to say. It looks as though here at Thamesview School, things have gone very well. But, you know, we are still picking up and will do throughout the day the picture across the county. It's worth adding that, of course, one of the big things that's changing this year is the so-called Progress 8 measure, which is much more measuring, if you like, the value that a school has added, the progress that its students have made since they came here. And we won't have that for a couple of months yet.
And what does that mean? Just explain that Progress 8 thing in layman terms, if you will.
Sure. What it means is that you will look at a set of eight papers that the students have taken. They will get a score based on what's achieved in those papers. And that will then be compared with how they did at Key Stage 2 at the end of primary school, and that in turn compared with other similar students across the country. So the aim is to say, have they actually progressed more than or less than or the same as similar students across the country who were at a similar starting point when they moved from primary to secondary school? And what the measure will look at is, has a school in effect done better by its students in that sort of progress than other comparable those in comparable situation?
And I mean, hundreds of students will get the results they wanted. Many won't get the results they hoped for. What would you say to the people who don't get the results they hoped for this morning?
Well, I think it's very important that you talk with your school, that you look at all your options. Certainly from the Kent County Council point of view, we have a whole section of our website, Kent Choices, devoted to, it includes sections in post-18 options as well, but a lot of it on post-16 options. And I think it's then very important to look at what those best options are. There may well still be scope for taking things forward in a sixth form or at a college. There are other options around apprenticeships, for example, which are growing. All these are important to look at.
And do you think, I mean, the exam system's changing again next year. Do you think testing students using exams is still the best way to go about it?
It certainly is an important component of it. I think that we are seeing, as you say, big changes. The biggest change is, as I say, the focus on progress. That won't in and of itself change what the students opening their envelopes here in a couple of minutes will see. They will still actually see the same set of grades for the papers that they've taken. But it's a question of how the school is then measured. Now, as we go over the next couple of years, we're gradually going to move, for example, from grades to numbers. And it's going to be quite messy, actually, over the next year or two, as you go through bits of the system being one and bits being another. So it will be a little bit confusing. But I do think, actually, the focus on progress is a good thing, because I think in many ways for schools, for many schools, particularly if they have an intake of students who are not particularly high achieving when they've left primary school, then an absolute attainment measure doesn't serve those schools well, doesn't necessarily do them justice.
And finally, it must be days like these where you feel immensely proud of not only all the youngsters around the county, but also all the teaching staff and those people who put in the extra hours as well.
Absolutely. And we know that teachers across the county have put in an enormous amount of effort. We know the students have as well. And hopefully we will see some very good results from that.